Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samach Zayin. As we continue in our Yaradeya discussions, our issues in Yayin Nesach and Bastia. Yesterday was the discussion of Recha and Zeya, because where else are you going to discuss Zeya in Shas? It doesn't talk about it in Shas. So we discussed it yesterday as we spoke about Recha. So let's continue that discussion. Last skinny line on Samach Vav Amma Beis. Amma Rav Mari. Rav Mari says, we just had a machlokas between Abai and Rava about Recha, which comes up again related in Psachim. So Gemara says, Kitanoim, maybe this is a machlokas Tanoim, whether there is an issue of Recha. If you remember, we said, we paskin like Rava, Maker Adin, that Recha is la milsa, like Abai, like Achila, that we don't do it, we don't cook kosher and non-kosher together in the same oven at the same time. That's the case spoken about in the Gemara. So we don't do that, that's like Achila. B'di'eved, we say even that would be okay if it was purely Recha. Zeya is a different story, as we mentioned yesterday from the Tshuvas Arash and the Shulchan Aruch, and different shitas about how to use one oven for milchiks and fleishes. So Amar of Mari, Kitanoi. Maybe this is a machlokas Tanoim. The Mishnah tells us, Haro de Paschama, Mishnah in Trumos, V'nas Napi, Chaveshal Yayin Shal Truma. If I have a hot, freshly baked loaf of bread. So roda is the lashon of taking it off, taking it out of the oven. If I take it out of the oven, and where am I going to put it to cool? But it's still boiling hot. I'm going to put it on the top of a barrel of wine. And the wine happens to be truma wine. So what's going to happen? The heat of the bread is going to draw up the taste and the wine, the aroma of the wine is going to go into it. Remeir oser rebu de matir. So machlokes, Rabbi Yosi matir. So machlokes are Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi is machalik. Rabbi Yosi matir b'shalchitin, v'oser b'shal se'orin. Rabbi Yosi allows it by wheat bread because wheat bread is not shoev so much; it doesn't draw it up so much. But barley bread does mipnei she'as se'orim shoavos, because barley bread really draws up the taste. So my life, halakim iflagi. What are the two first opinions arguing about? Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The mar sav recha milsahi. Let's suggest that Rabbi Meir holds that recha is something significant, and Rumar Sava Recha Velo Klomu. And the other opinion says no, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Recha is nothing, like Rava says. So isn't this Machlokas Amaram really a Machlokas Tanaim? So Gemara answers no, L'Rava Vade Tanaihi. According to Rava, it's for sure Machlokas Tanaim, meaning Rava, who holds Recha Lav Milsa, for sure does not agree with Rabbi Meir. Because he can't. Rabbi Meir says Aser. So Rava has to say it's a machlokas Tanaim, and I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. La Abaya Milema Tanaihi. But according to Abaya, do we have to say? Are we forced to say it's a machlokas Tanaim? Is there any way to fit everybody according to Abaya Shita? So Gemara says yes. Amar lecha Abaya. La mi itmar Allah. Amar Rava Barchana. Amar Reish Lakish. Really, you have to limit this machlokas. B'pas chama v'chavis psucha divrei kol asura. When it's hot bread and an open barrel, everybody would agree usher. Thank you. Everybody would agree usher there because of recha milsa. Meaning Abaya says, maker that everybody holds like me. Both opinions can hold like me. And therefore, if it's hot bread and open barrel, so everybody agrees usher. B'pas sonen is v'chavis magufa. If it's a closed barrel and a cold bread, divrei kol muteris. Then there's no recha. So that recha is la milsa, but there's no recha in that case because it's cold on a closed barrel. Lo nechleku, the machlokus in that mishnah is what about either of the middle cases? Ela bepas chama v'chavis begufa. If you have hot bread but a closed barrel, or bepas sonenis v'chavis psucha, cold bread and an open barrel. So each of them have one of the factors that might transfer the recha. That's the machlokas. V'hadi dinami kepas chama v'chavis psucha dami. And my case that I was talking about is in Bastia, the case we had yesterday, is open barrel and hot bread. That's what it's similar to, right? Because it was the case of the Jew, right, pulling up and trying to drink up the wine of the guy. So therefore, Abaya says everybody could agree to me. Okay, that finishes up the sugya of Recha.
Chavis Magufa, then, what would be
found? If it was Chavis Magufa and a Pas, so the question is, does it go through that? Does it go through that, right? We said yesterday, everything covered is not a problem. Unless maybe, putting the heat directly on it. Or maybe, are you Gozer Midrabanan in that case? Right, because Abaya says the real case of Recha is only if it's open. But maybe in that case, would that be real Recha? Maybe it would be an Isidrabanan of Gzera Atu. That's a good question. I mean, if it's closed, it's closed. Okay. you wouldn't be close totally. Zaklal. Next, so yesterday we spoke about the Recha, and now we're going to speak about the next sugya of Nosi Tam Lufkam. Here we go. Zaklal. Kosha Barasa Barosi Tam Bechulu. The Mishnah said, whenever there is a Nesinas Tam, then it's going to be Asur. If there's no Nesinas Tam, meaning, as we translate that into halachic terms, less than 1 to 60, less than 1/60th, we assume the taste is batel, and therefore, it would not be asr. So, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hachi Yochazah, that is what we hold. We hold, you need to see this time. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda also says in the name of Shmuel, Lo Shanu Elashan Nafal L'Toch Gris and Roschen. This is only, when do we say it's mutter, if it fell into hot beans, and that's a case where, when it falls into hot beans, the wine, it ruins it immediately. And it's totally ruined start to finish. Aval nafa latol grisin sonanin. But if it falls into cold beans, vihir tichan, and then you boil them up, so then, nasa kemisha shbiach lebesof pagam v'asr. So then it's asr. Because any type of shevach anywhere in the process is going to be, make it asr. Because it's not, that's not called nosin tam lefgam. That's not called giving it purely a detrimental taste. Here, it tastes good right away. You're right, when you prepare it, when you cook it, it's going to become taste pagum. But because it's shevach originally, so therefore we say it remains asar. We can say it's svara, because once it gives the taste a good taste, then it's nasar, becomes a davar ha'asar. You can't lose that status. And therefore, that's what we pass it. It's in Shulchan Aruch too. Shevach l'basof nifkam. It is aser. V'chein ki aser. Ravin Amar Rabbi Barachana Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing. Lo shana ela shenafal l'tol gris and roslin. It's only if it fell. When do we say that it is mutter? If it fell into boiling hot beans, where it gives us a bad taste immediately. Avol nafal l'tol gris and sonanin v'irsichan. But it fell into cold ones, and then you boiled it up. Nasa kimi sheshpiach l'basof pagam v'irsichan. Aser, and that is aser. Why does it say the word nasa? It's as if. What do you mean it's as if? It really happened. This is a case of shevach l'basof pagam. Why does the Gemara use the lashon of it's as if it did it? Tosfos deals with that, and Tosfos nasa tema. Am I not going to lishna? Davade mashbiachu. This is what happened. It's not as if. Not mad. Something else that substitutes for this. This is it. So what's the nasa? The Yesh Lomar says Tosvos Lefisha Iker Hashavach Lohave Adla Acher Sheyartichu V'Yitzananu. Really, it doesn't. It's inedible now. It's uncooked cold beans. So that's not edible. You're right. Cold beans with wine taste good. So right now it's inedible. But when's it going to taste good? After you boil it up, and it's going to be bad then, and then it cools off. So after it cools off, then it's going to be okay. But really now it's inedible because it's raw beans. Tosfos says still that's called shevach lebesof pagum because in the state of cold now and then it is going to be nishbach. That's why the Gemara calls it nasa because it's not really nasa now because really it's not edible now. But still that's enough to be called shevach lebesof nifkam in terms of this halacha and it would be asr. It would be asr because the ayin nesach would asr it. Okay, that's why the word nasa is there. V'chein, continuing the Gemara in the middle, kiyasa Ravdimi v'chulu, also when Ravdimi came, he also said this. Ravin and Ravdimi many times have parallel, because when they came from Eretz Yisrael, so first we go to Ravin, now we go to Ravdimi, also said the same thing. V'kacha yosin b'arvi shabbasas b'tzipori. This is what they used to do in Erev Shabbos b'tzipori. This is what they used to make. They used to put the wine in so that when it cooled off, even though it was pagum right, not usher wine, they used to put wine in, and when it cooled off, that's when they used to eat it. They used to eat it on Shabbos. This is what they used to do on Erev Shabbos. See Rashi v'kachayosin, notice the chomus l'tocha grisin, sonein, v'yemashbichan. Right, they used to do this. V'korin osam shachlayim. And they used to call it shachlayim. That was a fancy dish that they used to have, shachlayim. That's what the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins in Machal Sasuros, and the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam as well, in Perek Tezvav. Perek Tezvav are all the laws of Bittel, of the different items. So says the Rambam, Kfar bi'arnu, shim nasan davar ha'asr, taimo b'davar ha'mutter, nasar ha'kol. We'll get to that, Bezrat Hashem, in a couple of minutes. If a taste of something asr goes into something mutter, then it's asr, even though it's only taste. That's all if he gives off a good taste. But if this item was poge, gave off a bad taste, hareza mutter is mutter. And v'hu sheyeh poge mitchilo v'ad sof. That's only if it's pogame throughout. It gives off a bad taste, and it's never going to give off a good taste, beginning or after. Avalon pogam betchila v'sofa lahashpiach, or hashpiach betchila v'bishasofa liftom, hareza aser. The Rambam says, either way, if there's any type of sheva given, that's going to be aser. We're talking about a piece of trefir, whatever it's falling in, so therefore, we say that it needs to be pogum throughout. And he talks about kvela, as we spoke about yesterday a little bit in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, next section. Amar Reish Lakish. Amar Reish Lakish. Says Reish Lakish as follows. Nosin tam lefgam sha'amru. Nosin tam lefgam. That we say, that we have said. There are two versions of Reish Lakish here. The first is a chumrah, and the second is a kula. So first the Gemara says Reish Lakish has a chumrah on the principle of Nosin tam lefgam. Nosin tam lefgam. Lo sheyomru kedera zu chaseira melach. Yiseira melach, chaseira tavlin, yiseira tavlin. I cannot say that just because a tavshil does not taste good because it's lacking salt, or because it's too much salt, that does not make it called nosetam lefgam, if it's missing another ingredient. The only reason it's nosetam lefgam is if this davar ha'asr causes it not to taste good. But what am I going to do? Let's finish first. El kol she'ed chaseira klum mein nechalas bebezeh. If it doesn't taste good because of this, it's not eaten because of this, that's the only nosin tam lefgam. If I want to eat something that's treif, so I'm going to put the treif flavoring in, but I'm not going to add the salt. So it's not going to taste like it should be. So it's going to taste bad. So that way I'm going to get to eat it? Of course not. Says Reish Lakish, the only heter of nosin tam lefgam is if it doesn't taste good, and the davar ha'aser was what didn't let it taste good. That is number one. L'chumra, we'll get back to that. Let's just do the other side first, and then we'll talk about it more. The Ika da'amri, the other version of Reish Lakish, is a kula. Amar Reish Lakish. No same time of gam sha'amru. No same time of gam that we said. Ein omrim kedera zu chaseira melach, yisera melach. Chaseira tavlin, yisera tavlin. We shouldn't say that, hey, if I would put in enough salt, I could counter the bad taste that was put in by this davar ha'aser. Or if I put in less salt, I could counter it. So I could do something to make it not a pugum taste. So is this called nosetam lefgam? The answer is yes. Elahashtami ha'pugma. No, if this item is nosetam lefgam, it doesn't matter if you could counter it somehow. This is still called nosetam lefgam, and it is going to be mutter. Keep in mind, yeah.
Nothing to do with shishim.
Nosetam lefgam is even if you don't have shishim. Shishim is if it's a good taste, you can be mevatel with shishim. Nosetam lefgam, you don't need shishim. Right? Though we had yesterday, 2 days in Tosfos, what about nosetam lefgam in a case where something is usur b'mashahu anyway? So you see, it's not dependent on taste. That was the 2 days in the top Tosfos. That was a machlokas. But in a case where nosetam lefgam, we're not talking about shishim.
These two
do not contradict. They do not contradict. It's just two elements that Reish Lakish said about nosetam lefgam. If it's pogum, then it doesn't matter if you can counter the taste. And if it's not pogame, then you can't blame it on another ingredient. That's what we paskin. We paskin that even if you could counter it, it's still pogum right now. One is not allowed. We'll see on Amud Beis also, Zerat Hashem, that you can't rely on we paskin nosetam lefgam mutter b'dieved. L'chadchila, we don't pass in that way. Meaning, if somebody has a treif pot, as we'll see, that hasn't been used for a month, I'm still, l'chadchila, not allowed to use it. Not allowed to use it. If I have a fleishik pot, I'm not allowed to, l'chadchila, use it for noodles and cheese. L'chadchila, if I know that, it has the treif, even if it was more than whatever amount of time, 24 hours, let's say, because it's still no stam of gam there. L'chadchila, b'dieved if I did, so that it can't answer it. The pot cannot answer, because no stam of gam cannot answer something. That's the first shaila a rabbi ever asks. I stuck the spoon into this. I spoke the milk and fork into the hamburger. The first shaila was, whenever we're talking about a davar ha'aser, let's see the fork. You have a milk and fork stuck into a hamburger. So the first shaila any rabbi will ask is, was the milk and fork, have you used it within the past 24 hours? Right, that's the first shaila. If the answer is no, then the hamburger is mutter. The fork has to be kashered if it was a hot hamburger.
No, the fork has to be used for
For hot milk leaks within the past 24 hours. So if not, then the rule is nos in tam lefkam cannot asser anything. Period. That's what we have said. Right? If you only have the taste of nos in tam lefkam. The other way, it can become nasser. So the hamburger is sitting in front of me, so it's going to asser with a spoon. But that's the first rule in any Hilchos Kashrus question. If you're dealing with something that's a taste of nos in tam lefkam, it cannot asser the other item. Period. Lechadchila, we don't rely on it. We don't use it, lechadchila. But b'di'eved, we paskin mutter. How does one define nos in tam lefkam? So, we know what we paskin, but there is another shita out there. There is a shita of the Ravid. The Ravid says, take the word literally. What does pugo mean? Pugo means disgusting and terrible. Inedible. The Ravid holds nos in tam lefkam is a very limited heter. The Ravid says, you know what nos in tam lefkam means? It means it makes the item inedible. Why? Why does he say that? Our Gemara, what was the line we just read? Ve'eina ne'echeles mipnei zeh. It's not eaten. If you take that line literally, oh, sounds like the Ravid. Eina ne'echeles mipnei zeh. But if you look in Rashi, and if you look in the Ramban, and if you look in the Ritva, and if you look in all the Mefarshim, they do not hold like the Ravid. Why? Because there are many other rites the other way. First of all, we're going to learn on Amud Beis that after 24 hours, it becomes nos in tam lefkam. What, everything becomes inedible? All tastes become inedible after 24 hours? No. Right? So how could that be? Right? So with other rayas, that is why we assume, like Rashi and the Ramban and others, that lefkam just means it makes it worse. It does not mean it makes it inedible. That's an important machlokas, but we, of course, passing like Rashi and the other Rishonim. The Ritva here says, also an important point, first he quotes Rashi, Pirush Rashi, Einan Echelos Lav Dafka, El Akiva, Tepegima, Purta, Karila, Einan Echelos. Right? That is, as we just said, that's how he would interpret the Gemara. Nira Midvarav, then the Ritva says, it sounds like from Rashi, L'chora, Delo Chashiv Nosetam L'Fgam, El Kishiesham Pegam Ksas Nikar L'Cheich. The Ritva says, it sounds like from Rashi, that I have to taste that the food got worse. Nos in tam lefkam. That's what it sounds like. It has to be nika lechech. And says the Ritva, I don't think so. I will say, hey, no. Vicky, I don't think it's right. A lot of times, says the Ritva, what? After, if I would taste, if in that case, if I would use my fleishik pot to make, that was used for last week for hot fleishiks to make noodles and cheese, I could taste that there's been a bad taste given into this pot, into the noodles and cheese? No. Can't taste anything. So says the Ritva, I will say, no, no, you don't have to taste it. You have to halachically know that it's nosetam lefkam. That's it. V'gi'ule nachrim de'kedera d'lav pasyom atochiyach. Right, the whole source, we're going to have this on the base. The treif pots that they got from Midyon will prove this, right? De'ein pagam klal nirgashba. V'yafilu ha'chishari. Elavadai kol she'yadanu she'ein na'uslo. As long as we know that no good taste has been given off. V'ilu ha'yim meruba ha'yu pog molecheich. And if you would have a lot of this taste, it would be ruined and you would be able to taste it to the palate. Nidon benosei tam lefgam v'afal pi she'einu nirgash. Even though you can't taste it. And v'gashar, that's what Rashi says, etc. And then he adds, by the way, I'll read it now because it's here, I have it open. Umihu einosei tam lefgam mutter ela b'di'eved. Aval chachila asur v'yaktera delav basyoma asur lechachila gzera atu basyoma. That's what we paskin. We're not allowed to use a non-benyomo kli lechachila. But the evidence, it's okay, as we said, but not lechachila. So that is an important discussion in the Ritva.
Is this all subjective based on one's personal preference regarding taste of food?
It's a good question. Is it all subjective? So the 24-hour heter, that's subjective. Chazal made that up, and therefore that's given. But other items, right, let's say you have certain mixtures that become bad. So how subjective is it?
Culturally.
So okay, it's a good question. How does one determine lefkam? I would say, if there are people out there that would eat it, so that even if I wouldn't eat it, it's not nos in tam lefkam. I'll be machmer in this regard. Because, you know, if people would eat it, that shows objectively it's my taste. That it's not an objective. That's what I would assume. Okay. One other point, and that is the Ramban and the Ran. The Ramban and the Ran both bring up that nosei tam lefgam is usur, but isn't the source we're going to have. It can already peak at the end of today's daf, going on to tomorrow's daf. The whole source of Nosei Tam Lefgam is Nevela. Eino Ru'uyi Lager, Eino Kuri Nevela. That's what we're going to have at either the end of today or better said tomorrow. But in that case, Nevela goes to Tam Lefgam. If I have a Nevela that's a week old, is that Nosei Tam Lefgam? So the Ramban says, it's an obvious point, but it has to be mentioned. Nosei Tam Lefgam only applies by tastes. If you have an actual item, then we don't say every item in the world becomes pagum the day after it was created, the day after it came. The whole discussion is Nosei Tam Lefgam. It's all about where only the tam is there. If I have a mamish davar ha'asr that falls into my soup, whatever it is, I need shishim kinegdo. You can't just rely on the heter of Nosei Tam Lefgam. So that's an obvious point, but it just has to be mentioned. That's why only if you have a taste balua in a pot, that's where a discussion of Nosei Tam Lefgam is. Aval iser Nosei Tam shenafal kedera kivish ba'oso Nosei Tam pagamu ena Nosei Tam. But here it is. A hainu lemishrei lenevela ba'api nafsha. Right, ba'api nafsha, it has to be inedible. But Nosei Tam is just tam. Then he quotes the Ravid, and he says, ein nochin klal. I don't like the Ravid shot. But again, that's an important point of the Ramban and the Ran, that there's a difference between mamasho shel iser and just the tam of the iser. Based on this, the Ran quotes something that he suggests something new, which we'll see is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What happens if I put something into my mixture, and it's Nosei Tam Lefgam? It gives it a bad taste. But I put so much in that I'm happier with the larger volume more than I am with the worst taste. So what do you say in that case? It's Nosei Tam Lefgam. But there's so much more of it that I'm happy that I have so much more of this food. Even though it's a worse taste, it's not an inedible taste. It's just a worse taste. Would you rather have, you know, one slice of pizza that you don't really like, or one slice of pizza that you love, or four slices of pizza that, you know, they're okay. So sometimes people might say, I'd rather have the four slices, right? It's a larger quantity. That's more hana'ah for me, the larger quantity, than to have the smaller quantity, which tastes better. So which is it? Which is it? Do you go to the restaurant with the larger portions, even though it doesn't taste as good, or do you go to the fancy, fancy restaurant, which gives tiny portions, which has amazing food? So I said, it's a good kasha. Some people want to go to the fancy. I'd rather have a little bit that tastes amazing. The other one say, what are you talking about? The portions! Give me a lot! Right, so what is it? So the Ron says, goes by the portions. Ron says, because in general, if I would get more hana'ah by the larger amount, even though it tastes worse, it's usher. That's not called Nosei Tam Lefgam. That's the chiddush of the Ron here on Lafam and Bezim, and Bezim and the Dafei Arif. Ulafize Karov Ani Lomar. Based on this svara that I've just explained. Shem Higdil HaIsser Midaso Shel Heter. Achu Mashbiach Yoser, kisha ochlo begodel midaso, mimashu pogain behefsit tamo, asur, achi paso milecho adam kedevela, unless it becomes inedible, because you're getting more hana in this case. He says the Rashba is matir, but I don't agree. I know the Rashba is my grand rebbe, but I don't agree. Vein daiti noche beheter ze. I don't like this heter, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This Ran is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot Nosei Tam Lefgam. In Simen Kuf Gimel, Pgam Zeh. That's the Shulchan Aruch says. Ain Sarach Sheyifkon Lagamri. Actually, Kutz LaOchlo. Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't paskin like the Ravid. That's basically what he's saying. This Pgam doesn't mean it has to be totally disgusting. Elafilu Pogim Kzas. Even if it's Pogim a little bit. Eino Oser Taravus. Oh, it doesn't Oser. The Yeshvi Shomer. Okay, what if the Iser is Rove? That's another question in the Rishonim. If this is Rove, then but later on he quotes the Ron. Some are chochech. They suggest. That's the Ron. It is Aser. It is Aser in that case. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Ron, which we assume we are machmer for. Okay, so that is all. Nosei Tam Lefgam is Simen Kuf Gimel and Shulchan Aruch. Right, that's the he quotes also that what we just said as well. If it's a whole item of a davar, a whole item is not going to be you don't have the heter because it doesn't become pogum right away. Okay, there's another issue that's brought up here, but we'll wait for him to mention that. Weiter says the Gemara, continuing. Where are we? Amar Rabbi Yevo, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Here we go. Another major issue. Kol shetamo umamasho. Anytime you have the taste of something asur and the mamashus, the actual davar ha'asur, asur v'lokan alav. That's a regular case. If I have a piece of nevela that fell into my pot, so then I eat that pot, so that's not only the taste of the nevela, that's the item, the mamashus of the nevela, and therefore that's asur, and I'm going to get malchus if I eat that. As long as I eat it, v'zeo kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. As long as I am going to eat enough of a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. The achilas pras, as we know, is enough time to eat a certain portion of bread, learned down from the halachas of tchumen. So that is the concept of a kedei achilas pras. Rov haposkim assume that kedei achilas pras is an objective time. An objective time, it applies to mitzvahs and applies to averis. To violate an avera, I have to eat the iser in a certain amount of time, because if I stretch it out longer than that, it's not called an achila. An achila means I eat it. If I take 25 minutes in between every morsel of eating, that's not called one eating. So that's kedei achilas pras, but also for mitzvahs. For matzah, everybody's makbid on matzah, right? Matzah, oh, achilas pras, mitzvah d'oraisa. What about every Friday night? Right, it's at least a mitzvah d'rabanan, lechem mishnah, right? Some say it's a d'oraisa, some rishonim, some achronim, but it's at least a d'rabanan, right? So we have to be makbid on that too. But anyway, so said the there's various shitas about how long is kedei achilas pras. So I have in the Biur HaDaf here quotes six. The Chasab Sofer says 6 minutes, and the Baal HaTanya says 8 minutes, and the Tzamach Tzedek says something. Oh no, I'm sorry. The Chasab Sofer says 9 minutes, and we're going down. And the Baal HaTanya says 8, and the Tzamach Tzedek says 6. It keeps going. Many achronim try to be machmir for in both ways. Many for mitzvahs try to do it as fast as you can. Right, for any, but again, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says it's impossible that the Torah wants us to stuff matzah in our mouths. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that it's impossible. It's impossible. The Torah wants to stuff. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says just eat normally without taking a break. Just eat normally, and however long it takes you to eat kezayis. And if you're stuffing it because you don't think you can do it, so either your kezayim are wrong or your times are wrong. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, one of the two, because it can't be that Hashem wants us to take it and eat like an animal. So therefore, okay, it's anywhere between 3 and 9 minutes, generally the range of kedei achilas pras. But some achronim say it should be machmir in both directions. For mitzvahs, what you try to eat it as, rely on the more shittas that say smaller. For averis, what do you, averis, who's doing an avera? Ah, Yom Kippur. If somebody has the heter to eat on Yom Kippur, how long do they have to wait in between in order for it to not be called kedei achilas pras? Right? So in that case, we say we're machmir the other way. We say, wait, generally we say a shot glass every 10 minutes. Why do we say a shot glass every 10 minutes? Because they say that 10 minutes is for sure, according to Ruba, the Ruba of the Poskim, that's for sure, enough leheter. So therefore, different shittas about kedei achilas pras. That's what 99% of the Mefarshim assume. There is some type of objective time period about it. There is a minchas chinuch, which we alluded to in our Sefer HaMitzvah Shir, twice already in our Shirim on the OU.org. We're only up to mitzvah number 7. But the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel. Shin Yud Gimel? Shin Yud Beis. Minchas Chinuch and Shin Yud Gimel. In the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. Mitzvah of eating on Yom Kippur. The Minchas Chinuch says, V'hinei lonis ba'er. It's unclear. It's not explained in Shas anywhere. All the Achronim get into the act. Not in the Shas anywhere. The Zeyadua, the Ein Kol Tivei Anashim Shavim, Yesh B'Mayer B'Achil Yosav Yesh Ma'achir. Some people eat quickly. Some people eat fast. And we all know in our families, some of us are slow eaters. Some of us. Everybody finished the meal and he's still eating. Right? They're very slow. Sometimes, you know, somebody's finished before everything else. I'm a very fast eater. Right? I'm fast everything. Just Got to use the time. Maybe it's not good if I eat fast. But some people, maybe it's less, says the Minchas Chinuch. What, everybody has their own kedei achilas pras? So no, what do you do? In Misharon, do you go by the person? What about food? Some foods you eat quickly, some foods you eat fast. Do you go by different foods? That's the big shiloh. Do you make a bari nefashas on tea? Right, because tea takes you a long time to drink a cup of tea. A little bit, a little bit, a little bit. But that's the normal way of drinking tea. So, does chicken soup have a separate din of bracha achrona? So the Minchas Chinuch says, I think you go by every person by himself. Every person fends for themselves in kedei achilas pras definitions. That's the chiddush of Minchas Chinuch. We don't assume this. We assume, rov achronim assume that no, there's a specific time, and one has to figure it out who we hold of. But that's the chiddush of Minchas Chinuch, in his view, doesn't say anywhere in Shas about it, and therefore he thinks that everybody does V'lo yaspik ha-dziova ha-kumis lachshov kol min maichol ba'olam adam beinoni. Right, there's not enough ink in the world to write down how long it takes everybody to eat every type of food. Al kain ezim in machol shadam ochel misharina badam beinoni. Kama tzorach l'shaos lechol machol. Do you go by every food? Do you go by every? That's his suggestion. What the pasul maskana is, I'm not going to read right now. Anyway, that's kedei achilas pras. Here we go. So Rabbi Avo says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, if I have the ta'am and the actual iser, and if I eat it, it's aser and I get malchus, and that's kedayis bechdei achilas pras. Tamo veloma masho, but what if I only have the tam and not the actual item? Asur ve'ein lokin alav. That's asur, and I don't get malchus. Ve'riba tam of kam mutter, but if it's tam of kam, it's mutter. Fine. What is tamo veloma masho here? Says the Ritva. Tamo veloma masho, in the words of the Amoraim, is the same exact concept as tam ke'iker, in the words of the Tanaim. Says the Ritva, Tam of Lomamashu means the sugya in Chulin on Daf Tzadik Ches, Psachim Mem Dalid, the sugya of Tam Ke'iker. The major sugya of, the, not only is the actual Isser, Usser, but also if I have the taste of an Isser in my item. Let's say an ant falls into my hot soup, and I take the ant out quickly. So if the ant is in the soup, that's Mamasho. And if I eat the ant, I'm going to get malchus. And if it's a whole ant, even if it's less than a kazai, it's because of birya. But if it's only a piece of an ant, and I take it falls into my soup, and I quickly take it out. So there's no mamashas of the ant there. I saw it, I took it out. But that's tam. And therefore I need shishim keneged, whatever part of the ant was in the soup. That's called tam ke'ikar. The tam is like ikar. The language of Rashi and Psachim is tamo ke'ikaro umamasho. Right, that's what we paskin, tam ke'iker. The major machlokas we've shown him is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? That is the major discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi and Chulin, Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, the Ramban, others, tam ke'iker is d'rabbanan. What's his big raya? Our Gemara, right here. What did we just read? Asur ve'ein lokan alav. Why no malchus? Why no malchus? What if that in that case of the ant, it wasn't 60? Kineged. It fell into a little bit, my bowl of soup. I only had a little bit left. It fell in, and then I eat it. It wasn't 60. Guess what? I don't get malchus. Why don't I get malchus? I eat tam ke'iker. Says Rashi, because only also the Rabbanan. That sheet is Rashi, and his big raya is this line of Rabbi Avo right here. Aser ve'ein lokin alaf. That's Rashi. Balei Tosfos ask many questions on Rashi all over, including right here. This big Tosfos, right? It's big on both sides of the page. Right, I'm an alpha and I'm a base. Right, so this big Tosfos here first starts off. The Tosfos starts off by quoting Rashi and Gidon Asha. Right, mi pirish Rashi per Gidon Asha. You see the first lines of the Tosfos? We're not going to do the whole thing. Don't worry. Pirish Rashi per Gidon Asha. Mi kan to tam ki ikar la daraisa. From here, from Avodah Zarah. You think Avodah Zarah is not about no? Avodah Zarah is one of the key sugyas in Yom Radeya. From here, tam ki ikar Rashi says is la daraisa. It's not daraisa, right? Because he says here that there's no malchus. And he quotes how Rashi learns five different Gemaras all the way into the fifth wide line, and then he starts off velo nira the Rabbeinu Tam. I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Tam does not agree because Rabbi Yochanan is like Rabbi Akiva, and you learn that Tam Kikar from Psukim. It's very hard to say that those are asmachtas. Those are hints. You learn it out in Psachim, from a pasuk, from Giulei Akum. You learn out Tam Ke'ikar, that's from Sukkim. It's very difficult to say that those are all Dirabonans. So therefore, Balei Tosfos here, Chulin, elsewhere say, Tam Ke'ikar is an Isser De'oraisa. It is an Isser De'oraisa. The Shaila then is, what do you do with our Gemara? That's the question. If Tam Ke'ikar is an Isser De'oraisa, so then why do you get Malchus for Tam Ke'ikar? So, Tosfos has three suggestions. Tosfos, you could just leave it on my base, because all three are right here. Three suggestions to Tosfos. Suggestion number one is on the third line of Tosfos. Amud Beis. Amud Beis, the third line. V'ahi. See the word v'ahi? The middle of the third line on top. V'ahi dahacha. Time of Aloma Masho. What about this case where it's just Tom? Mairi b'min b'mino. Debata baruba midaraisa. We mentioned yesterday there's a distinction between like items and different items. What's called min b'mino. If wine falls into wine. Or min b'she'eno mino. Yesterday we discussed. How do you define that? B'shma b'tam. But the rule is, the whole idea of Tom asering, that's only min b'she'eno mino. Because that's when the taste, you can have taste. If something tastes differently from each other, and one thing falls into the other one. So you go by the taste. That's Tam Ke'ikar D'oraisa. Min b'mino, if two things fall in and they have the same taste, one's asr, one's mutter, then midaraisa, it's betel barof. Because taste cannot be a determining factor here. They taste the same. Midaraisa barof! Midrabanan! Even in that case, we try to get shishim. Midrabanan! That's all the Rabbanon. So that's what's happening here. You know why here it's Ein Lokan Alav? Because we're talking about Min B'mino. So that's why it's the Rabbanon. At root, Tam Ke'ikir is a concept d'oraisa. But where is it a concept d'oraisa? By Min B'she'eino Mino. Where an Isser falls into a Heter and they have different tastes. So that's where it can ask d'oraisa. But Min B'mino. No, Tam Ke'ikir doesn't apply in Min B'mino. It's Batal Barov Midaraisa. Right, because taste isn't a factor, so that's our Gemara. It's a case of Min B'mino where we need Shishim Drabanan. So therefore, that is one reason why you want to get Malkus here. That's a new Kimta, and that's why you don't get Malkus. Number one. Number two suggestion of how do you learn our Gemara? Go to the fifth to last skinny line in Tosfos. Va'od Amar Rabbi Elio. Rabbi Elio, the Bali Tosfos says, "The Shapir Mituk Mahacha Min B'Shein Omino." No. It could be Min B'she'eino Mino here. No problem. V'hachi Perusha. What does the Gemara mean? Tam Avolom Amasho, Kigon, She'ein Kezayas Isser, Bekto Kedei Achilas Pras. Ein Lokan Alav. Says the Rabbeinu Elio, no. Here's a case where you didn't eat a Kezayas Bekto Achilas Pras. Kezayas of the Isser. V'tama Uma Amasho, De Lokan Alav, Mari De'ika Kezayas, It De Isser Bekto Achilas Pras. V'neheter, V'az Lokan Alav. Right, that is the difference here. Here, you did not eat a kezayis bechdei achilas pras. This gets into the sugya, not for now, the sugya imsachim, of the sugya that's called heter mitztaref le'isser. Once something usher falls in, does my whole pot become usher, or do I have to eat a kezayis bechdei achilas pras of the isser? Or does everything nefach le'isser? What's also called chaticha nasis nevela. Right, to connected sugyas. So this is the second approach of the Bali Atosus. How do you read the Gemara? You don't have Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Number two, that's why you don't get Malkus. And the Chiddush is, you only get Malkus for Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Finally, number three, third answer, first wide line, Va'od Amar of Yosef. We get to be introduced to all the Bali Atosus here. Rav Yosef, Rav Elio, all these new Bali Atosus. To Mayri Shapir Bechdei Achilas Pras. No! It's Min B'Shein Omino, and is Klaiz B'Chei Achilas Pras. And you're still not going to get Malkus. Why? Mikol Makom, Lo Laki B'Tabo V'Lo Mamasho. It's D'Oraisa without Malkus. Whoever says, you have to get Malkus for every Yisra D'Oraisa. There are some Yisra D'Oraisa you don't get Malkus for. Right? Some Yisra D'Oraisa. Afal Gav, the Tam Keikah D'Oraisa. Why? The Mehecha, the Adina Tam Keikah D'Oraisa, Tez Tosfos. Where do you know? What's the source of Tam Keikah? Gemara Psachim, what's the source? Migiule of the Gochavim. From the pots that they got from Midyan that they had to kasher. And what did it say there? The Ka'amar Kra Ta'aviru Ba'esh. The pasuk there does not say a lashon of Isser. It just says, kasher them. Ta'aviru Ba'esh. It's an asay. The Mashma Ha'im Lo Sa'aviru Asur. Ve'ein Zaki'im Asay Ba'alma. Avalav Leka V'lakach Ein Lokan Alav. Wow. Says Rav Yosef, Tam Ke'ikir is D'Oraisa, but there's no Malkus on Tam Ke'ikir. Why? Because it's just an Isser Asay. It's just an Isser Asay, it's not a Los Asay. And of course we know, there's never Malkus on an Isser Asay. That is the third approach. Rabbeinu Tam does not like this third idea, because he assumes that the Pasuk by Midyan, Tavir Ba'esh, is just a reflection that it's really Treif. And therefore you go back to the original Treif Pasuk. You don't need a separate pasuk here. That's called a hadre li isura kama. This pasuk is just a gilui that it's really like the actual treif. And the treif has a pasuk, l'sochel ganavela. So you don't need a separate isur here by gilui nachrim. So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like this third answer. Kaj Rabbeinu Tam, de mikol makom, neima, kiva da hadre kra, a hadre l'duchta, de la de nevela d'chelev. Okay. Either way, though, there are ways to get out of this gemara to assume why, to explain why you don't get malchus.
In the case of Taiwan, when they're both there, do you have to eat the
mamashah
or just has to be in there while you're
there? So that's a machlokas. Whether you say heter mitzarif le'isser. Whether you, if tamo umamashah are in there, if you hold heter mitzarif le'isser, then you do not have to eat a kezayis v'chilas pras of the isser. You just have to eat of the mixture. Because that's the sugya of kedais b'zachilas pras. Or the sugya of chaticha na'asis nevela. A drop of iser falls onto a piece of meat. Do I assume it goes through the whole thing and now the whole piece of meat becomes nevela? What's called chanan, chaticha na'asis nevela or not? That's a machlokos, Rabbeinu Ephraim and other Rishonim. Okay, Viter says the Gemara v'lema. What does it mean in riba tam lufkam? V'lema im nasan tam lufkam mutter. What's the chiddush of riba? Ha'kamash malan di'af agav di'ik amiliach renaisa to pagma bade. Right, the chiddush is that even if there is a team effort, if you have two ingredients and together they're pogame, and if you would have only had one of the ingredients, it wouldn't have been pogame. Still, this is called nosin tam lufkam mutter. That's the chiddush of riba. The hilchasa kalisha basa de reish lakish. By the way, we paskin asked before about the two reish lakishes. Could they go together? So the Gemara says we paskin like the second point of reish lakish. If it's pogam now, even if I can counter it with other ingredients, it's still mutter. From all of the Amoram that we've quoted on this blot, we could assume that those of Kam of Kam is Mutter. Fine, all of them work. Ela de Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, you have to say he holds of it. Amru Ka'amar V'Leilu Svirle. Right, Reish Lakish just said that which was said. No, the of Kam, he talks about it. But there's no raya that he holds of it. No raya that he holds of it, so therefore, everybody else, though, seems to say it. Period. This whole discussion. Oh, we hold mutter. Is there anybody out there that says aser? You only have to say you hold this way if there's somebody else that argues. The Gemara says, in, yes. There is somebody out there that says otherwise. The Hatanya, after all, we learned it in Raisa. Remeyer does not hold of this whole heter. Remeyer holds on some lefkam is aser. Reb Shimon omer l'shevach aser lefkam mutter. No, we pass like Reb Shimon that no sin lefkam is mutter. Just 2 points before we continue, and that is, what's the reason that no sin lefkam is mutter? The Beis Yosef quotes two ideas. Is it that pagam is automatically batel? There is a taste in there, but it's batel. That's what Rashi seems to say. Look at Rashi at Tamar's daf. The first Rashi at Tamar's daf. See the top Rashi? Shana Rui Lager, Shehisricha, Alma Midaafkim Batel Isura. Pagum, it means it's Batel. That's one way. The way the other Rishon, I think the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba, the beginning of Kuf Gimel, no, it's not called taste if it's Pagum. Not that it's a taste which is Batel, but it's not called Tam. Okay, it's a difference in Lumbus, it might have Dafkaminas, but that's just, Beis Yosef quotes that at the beginning of Simen Kuf Gimel. Number two, also, as we mentioned, the Ritva says this is only used by the Eved. There is another, detail of Nosin Tam Lufkam that we should mention. The Agos Hashri here says on the Rush, what if it's neither Pgam or Shvach? What if it's bland? What if it's Nosin Tam LeBland? It's just there. Doesn't make it worse, doesn't make it better. So what's the rule? What's the exact? Where does this go? So the Agos Hashri assumes that the Heter is Nosin Tam Lufkam, but everything else is Aser. That Nosin Tam LeBland and no taste is going to be usher as well. And that's what the Taz quotes on Kuf Gimel as well, but that's the Hagos Ashri right here. Do a little bit more. Says the Gemara, what are the sources for these shitas? My time is Rabbi Meir. What's the reason that Rabbi Meir assers no sedam of gam? Gomar mi giuli of the gochavim. He learns it out from Midyan. Giuli of the gochavim. Lav no sedam of gam uv aser achmana. The Torah said to kasher all the pots. What do you catch all the pots for? It's been a while since they used them. I'm sure the taste in there is bad, and yet the Torah says to kasher them. Hachanami loshna. So it must be all nosin tam lufkam is aser. And not just on the lachatfila level. If he says to kasher them, Rameir understands that's to mean really treif. The idach, what does Reb Shimon do with that pasuk? What we hold? Kid Rafuna Breid Rav Chia. Dam Rafuna Breid Rav Chia. Lo asra Torah ela kedera bas yoma. You know what the Torah was, what Moshe Rabbeinu was emphasizing after kasher the pots? He was talking about the ones that were used that day. The Midyanim probably cooked that day, they ate that day. So therefore, that's all he's referring to. He's talking about the ones that were used that day, and therefore, it's not lufgam. Those have positive taste in them. We're going to have later on, not Neah, but Dafayin Vav, later on, talks more about Nosim Lufgam. Well, how do you define Lufgam? We've always been saying 24 hours, 24 hours. That's how Rov Rishonim assume. There is a Rashi there on Dafayin Vav, which seems to say that Nosim Lufgam, it's nothing to do with 20, Miyom Liyom does not mean 24 hours. It means overnight. Overnight! Things become Pogam overnight. The Reach Rav overnight. So if it's made right before sunset, so then the next morning, I could already use it. right, then according to Rashi, that Rashi over there. We don't pass it this way, but just be aware of that Rashi, which Hashem will come back to on the Vayim Vav. But anyway, so this is how we say, no, it's not Raya, because those with the past that we're talking about are the ones from today. The Edoch, what about Rabbi Meir? He does not have this limit. Kedera Bas Yomanami. Even if it was used today, Efshet Lo Paga Purta, it's still not the best taste of its balua, and it comes out. So even today, it's a little ufkam, and it's still usser. So do all ufkam should be usser. That is the source of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon has a different source, but Rabbi Shimon will start with Rabbi Shimon's source tomorrow. Just to end off, does the ufkam taste, we mentioned, that we paskin, that no sinam ufkam, the Ritva says it here, only b'dieved, not l'charchilo. We never paskin l'charchilo. Is there ever a time when taste totally leaves, and now you could use it? So that is a famous tshuva of the Chacham Svi. The Chacham Svi says, Yud Beis Chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh, I just got the Shiloh this week, 2 days ago. Somebody called me up and said, I yarshined from my traditional great aunt, grandmother, I don't remember who it was, Mesorati, a set of dishes. Could I use them? So number one, that she always cooked, bought her meats in the kosher meat store. But was she always so mocked about other things? Let's assume it was trif. So there's a famous heter, the Chacham Tzvi. After 12 months, all taste leaves. We generally don't paskin plain by the Chacham Tzvi. We assume that you could use the Chacham, or Moshe uses the Chacham Tzvi as a sniff. If you have three other kulas, if it was probably not kosher, it was probably kosher, and it's after 12 months. You add it on to be makel, not alone, but you add it on to be makel. By the way, a couple of days ago, we were speaking about the Mumar, the case of the Yai Nesach. I just wanted to mention this, I forgot to mention it. The Yai Nesach case, so the Shulchan Aruch says Mumar makes Yai Nesach. But the whole Shaila was, I mentioned a couple of Tshuvas, and Sis Eliezer and others, about nowadays. What do people consider nowadays? So Rav Moshe seems to be makel in a Tshuva. Rav Moshe needs to be mekel in a tshuva because it does not have the status of mumar. So just add that to the list of posim. Since Eliezer is very strongly against lechumra, he says there's no basis for the other one, but Rav Moshe needs to be mekel in a tshuva. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue with more issues of Nosas Dam of Gam tomorrow. Okay, tonight's Parsha Shir, 8:45. If I have Parsha Shir, I know it should be up after, but everybody's invited to attend in person. But 8:45 tonight, Parshas Vayera.